as you all know the story, as how Esau was the eldest of the two brothers. They were twins, but Esau was the eldest, and you know the birthrights and all went to the eldest as well as the blessing. You all know the story how Rebekah was favorable to Jacob, you know, and Isaac with Esau. As we look at the scriptures this morning, I'm going to read, just because of time, I'm just going to start at verse 36. Let's look at verse 36 of chapter 27. Let's look at verse 27. Now let's just look at verse 36, and we'll read verse 36 down to... let's read verse 33, okay? You remember the story here where Isaac was blind and about to go blind and senile and was looking forward towards his death, and he was going to release the blessings to the other son. Remember that? Yes. And do you remember where he sent Esau out for venison? Remember to come back, and he's going to release the blessing to him. And you all know the story. Rebekah got involved, didn't she? And then she, you know, caused all the trouble there. And for Jacob, remember, to put on the clothing, etc. And Jacob didn't want to do it, but his mom coerced it, right, and got it all taken care of. Well, make a long story short, Jacob ended up with the blessings. And then Esau came back a little bit later. Remember, then Isaac said, listen, I've already given it up, and etc. Esau cried out, Lord, do you have just one blessing for me, anything for me, whether, remember, crying out with tears, crying out. Now let's just pick up, I said 33, but let's just pick up at verse 40 because of time here. Verse 40, and you all know what happened, remember, because of that, things swapped around. You remember Jacob, Esau was going to be the servant to Jacob, remember that, or everything was going to be under, so it got swapped around. Remember, it was supposed to be for the eldest, but it got changed around. Remember that? Now, here's the story. Let's pick up from there. And Esau conclusion, okay? And this is what his father... Let's look at verse 39. And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him, behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. And by the sword shalt thou live and shall serve thy brother. You hear that? Serve thy brother. Okay? And it shall come to pass when thou shalt have... the dominion, thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. Now look at verse 41. And Esau, help me with the next word, hated Jacob because of the blessings wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning my father are at hand, then will I, help me with the next three words, slay my brother who? Jacob. So we see here the conclusion of this. There were anger took place, and he come to the point of hating his brother. I will slay him. And you all know the story. Let's read a little bit further here. And he said, I will slay him. And these words Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah, and she sent and called Jacob, the younger son, and said unto him, behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doth comfort himself, preparing to, what's the next three words, to kill thee. Now, you all know the story, because we're going to pick up a little bit further here. You all know the story. She told Jacob, you better get out of Dodge. Get out of town, because he's going to kill you. Remember, go to Laban, my brother. Remember that? And so he went to Laban, and then you all know that, the story. He worked 14 years, actually 20 years involved. Okay, 20 years had gone by. I want you to see this now. 20 years had gone by, and the Lord spoke to Jacob and told him, listen, you need to go back to your land. Now, we're going to pick up here the story, and I want to help you. How did Jacob was able to reconcile back to Esau? Okay, now, and as we look at the story, I want you to examine yourselves. 20 years had gone by, no reconciliation. How many of us? Now, let me just help you with this. First of all, let me help you with forgiveness. First of all, before how forgiveness come about, there has to be an injury. Esau was injured emotionally to the point he wanted to kill him. So it has to be an injury. Have you been injured before? Okay, and then there's a debt. So I'm going to kill him, I'm paying back. And then there's a cancellation of that debt. That sounds like somebody we know, don't it? That canceled the debt that was the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to see this in this story, okay? We're going to see there's an injury. We saw the injury. We're going to see a debt, and then we're going to see the cancellation of that debt, okay? Now, as we continue to look at the scripture, like I said, I will elaborate a lot because of time. Now, take your Bibles and turn to chapter 32, because all these years have gone by, chapter 32, and we're going to see how he began to reconcile. Now, the word reconcile means to bring together, to a settlement, a resolution, or a peace. Now, so after all these 20 years, the Lord has spoken to Jacob. You get to go back to the land. But the same token, the Lord spoke to him, you better get things right with Esau. Yes. So, reconcile. You need to make peace. You need to get this thing right. How many times the Lord has spoken to us about getting things right? And you know what? I believe in those 20 years, I believe the Lord spoke to Jacob over and over and over and over. Isn't God as merciful? Long-suffering. Amen. And so verse 32, look at verse 32, and just look at verse 1, and then I want to focus on verse 4 and 5, okay? 20 years has gone by, and Jacob went on his way. Remember, he gotten all this stuff, got his children and the cattle and everything. I won't talk about that today, but he was ready to go, okay? And he was on his way. Verse 32, and Jacob went on his way, and the angel God met him and said, and when Jacob saw them, he said, the God of hosts, and he called the name of the place Mahanaim. And Jacob, look at verse, this is the first approach. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, thus shall ye speak unto my lord Esau, thy servant Jacob said, thus, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there until now. Look at verse 5. And I have oxen and asses and flocks and men servants and women servants. And I have sent to tell my Lord that I may find grace in thy sight. Now, we see the first approach of reconciliation. The first approach here. Now, notice the offender, or how we approach the offender. Now, the first attempt here, that he sent gifts, did he not? He sent his servant and he sent gifts. Notice as we look at this, he called Esau my Lord. You see how the tide's turned? Now, can I tell you something? When you're seeking to reconcile with others, listen to me carefully. Even let's go on both sides. If you've been hurt or vice versa, if you hurt someone, you don't normally, you know what we say? Well, that rascal deserved that. I ain't going to do nothing. So notice, listen to me carefully, how God had gotten Jacob's heart right. And to put things in the right order, now he calls him Lord. Yeah. So he approached him. Now notice he used a mediator. He used his servants. Right. Notice, there's times when you've had all with someone, and then you have somebody in the middle that care for both sides. Yeah. So guess what? You may not be able to approach that individual, so you send someone else. It makes sense trying to make peace, because that's the mediator. Amen. So that's the first attempt. And so as we see this first attempt, Jacob tried to make things right. He said that I might find grace. Yes. You see that? That I might find grace in thy sight. And guess what he began to do? He's gifts. He said, I'm not going to give that rascal nothing. I'm not going to send. Oh. Can I tell you the first step is humility. Right. Amen. Amen. Yes. And that's in our right place. Amen. God wants us in our rightful place. He gives grace to the humble, doesn't he? He resists the proud. And so you ready for this? All pride has to be out. Let's throw that out the window. Dig a hole and bury it. Okay, so pride had to be taken care of. Now, let's go a little further here because I want you to see this. And it was a great help to me. It really was a great help to me. Now, look at verse 6 and 7. Verse 6 and 7. And the messenger returned to Jacob, saying, we came to thy brother Esau, and also coming to meet thee with 400 men, 400 men with him. Now you think about this now. And then we see that as Jacob sent messengers to Esau, but Esau was coming his way with 400 men. Now, y'all ready for this? Look what happened here. Y'all see the story here. Look what happened. Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and advised the people that was with him, and the flocks and the herds and the camels and the two bands, will go on, and said, if Esau come to one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape. Now let me just start right here, 6 and 7. Fear, there's a fear may set in. He was feared of his life. But let me help you today. The fear of unknown. You don't know how that person going to receive you, how that person going to respond when you send that someone out to try to reconcile. Okay? So fear sets in. Now, should we fear? No. But hey, we all have. The Bible commands us not. But let's take off the mask this morning. Amen? All of us have had that fear. And so guess what? We ought to, listen to me carefully, even though that fear, the fear of unknown, because you don't know. You don't know. You don't know how that, what that person going to come back with you and tell you how that person reacted. The servant come back and say, hey, man, Esau was coming, and he may have blown that thing out of proportion. Man, he come with 400 men. Man, he coming to meet you too. And you know, all everything, listen to me carefully, all that went through Jacob's mind was, hey, man, when I left Dodge, he wanted to kill me. See, that's the first thing that's coming to his mind. Now, but let's pick it up here, and let's read a little bit further here. Let's read verse 9 through 12. Let's go down 9 through 12. Okay, well, we read 9 through 12. And Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, and the Lord had said, he reminded the Lord what the Lord told him to do. Okay, he said unto me, return unto thy country and thy kindred, and I will deal with thee, well with thee. I am not worthy to be the least of all the mercies and of all that, the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two band. Now look, deliver me, I pray thee, from the hands of my brother, from the hand of Esau, and I fear him, lest he will come and smite thee and the mother of the children. And thou saidest, I will surely do thee good and make the sea to the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for a multitude. Now notice, y'all ready for this? Now he's reminding the Lord, Lord, you know, you said you promised this, and that. And Lord, Esau's going to kill me. Notice now, listen to me carefully. The first approach we see, you send those out. Now, notice, I want you to see this. We need an administrator. Guess who's the administrator? The Lord. Lord, you got to take care of this. That's what he went to the Lord. This man going to kill me. And be honest with the Lord. Jacob was honest. I fear this man. He's going to kill me. Even not only that, my family. And so he goes to God. Because he know God got to administrate this. God, you got to do something. Lord, you promised me this. Now, listen to me carefully. You promised not only this. You told me to go back to this land. And then he went all the way back to Isaac. Amen. to Abraham, Isaac. Okay. And he's Jacob, and etc. That's what the Lord had promised him. Remember, the seeds could go on. The seed will go on. Amen. Yes. And so we see here that fear factor set in. But guess what? I need God as my administrator. Now, here's the key. Guess what I need? I need directions from the Lord. Amen. I need God's supervision in order to take care of this. I need God to organize this thing. You see that? And then I need God's protection. You see, so he's looking for all three, isn't he? He's looking for that. And so we see that where the first attempt, and we see that Esau was coming, like I said, the report came back that Esau was coming with 400 men, etc. Now, let's look at the second attempt, verse 13 through 20. The second attempt, okay, and that is in the same chapter 32. Okay, look at verse 13. Okay, you have it? He said, and lodged, let me back up a little bit. Well, we read verse 12, okay, and he lodged there that same night and took of that which came to his hand and present for Esau his brother 200 she-goat. Now, guess what? Now, the first time he offered just a little bit. Now, he's finna load him up now. Okay, look what he says here. It's 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats and 200 ewes and 20 rams and 30, let's go down a little further here, and 30 male camels and with coats and etc. Let's go on down because, let's go to verse 16. And he delivered them in the hand of the servants, and every drove by themselves and said unto thy servants, pass over before me, and put a space betwixt drove and drove. And he commanded the foremost, saying, when Esau my brother meeteth thee, asketh thee, saying, whose art thou, and whither goest thou, and whose are these before thee? Then thou shalt say, they be thy servant Jacob. What did he say? Servant Jacob. Servants. He's seeking to appease him. Now let's go on a little further. It is a present sent unto, look what he says, my Lord who? Esau. You know what he's doing? He's trying to appease me. He's trying to seek acceptance. And behold, also is behind us. Okay, then let's go on a little further here. Then, and he commanded, he the second and the third, see that? Second and the third, okay? And all that followed the drove, saying, of this manner, say, shall ye speak unto Esau when ye find him, and say ye moreover, behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us, for he said, I will, what's that next word? Appease him, okay, with the presence that goeth before me, and after I will see his face, peradventure perhaps he will accept me. Notice, Jacob is seeking acceptance. And then he's seeking peace. He's seeking to satisfy. I like the words pacify. He's trying to make things right. How many of you would take that first approach? And you know what? After that, you say, forget it. But here the second and the third. God said, get it right. And work on it. And work on it. And work on it. You know what we'll say? What's the use? Forget him. I've tried. But he kept going. Let's go a little further here. Let's look at chapter 33 and 1, 2, 3. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came. And with him 400 men, and he divided the children unto Leah and unto Rachel and unto the two band, to 200 maids. And put, what's going on? And he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel, and what's the name? Joseph, what? Hindermost. And he passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground seven times until he came near his brother. Yes. Now that word bow. He not only called him his servant, he bowed to him. Yes. Now I want y'all to get something because I want you to get something. Jacob had his children with him. Only one was named Joseph. I want to show you something here as we continue this. I want y'all to keep that in mind. One was mentioned. Only one child was mentioned. Name was mentioned. And that was Joseph. Let's go a little further, but we'll get there in a minute, okay? So we see here not only that he seek to appease him, he need administration of God. Now we see admiration. We see that he respect Esau. Remember, years ago he didn't respect him, didn't he? Now he respect him. Then he highly esteemed him, calling him Lord, and etc. Then he complimented him. You see that? Now, I want you to see something here, but I want you to focus on Joseph as well. Now, look at verse 4. Look at verse 4. And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him. And they wept. Let's just stop right there. Notice the approval. Jacob won his approval. Now, let's back up a little bit. Out of all of those children, And Joseph had to be 6, 7, 8 years old during that time. Maybe a little older. Because we do know, if you read the story, that Jacob worked for Laban 14 years for the daughters and then 6 more years. That's 20 years involved. And Joseph was the last born at the particular time. See, okay, so this step. Now, are you ready for this? Jacob prepared, and we'll see it here in a minute. Jacob prepared his entire family and taught them through this, the whole story we see, the ministry of reconciliation. Let's look at the story. We'll see not only that Jacob bowed, but the servants bowed. The children bowed. Every one of them showed respect to Esau. Notice, Joseph, years later, Joseph's brothers, Joseph learned how to forgive because he watched an uncle and a dad come together. Now, the others picked up after Esau, I would say, amen, bitter. But Joseph, the Bible only mentioned Joseph. Joseph, the only one, got the lesson. Now, notice, we see here that Esau ran and met him. Let's look at, we see his conduct had changed. Not only that, we see that he was genuine, real, sincere, heartfelt. And guess what? You remember, ready for this? Resentment, Esau had buried. It was done. Isn't that something? His approval. Now notice, I want you to look a little further here. As notice, I want you to see something. Now, the word embrace and demonstrate true forgiveness. Then the affection. Y'all ready for this? Esau was coming to meet Jacob. And Jacob had to face Esau. They were both coming to meet, wasn't they? Y'all ready for this? God had both hearts in his hand. We didn't know that, did we? As one, he's speaking to one. Guess what? He's bringing the other. And he brought them together. You see, the fear set in, didn't it? But God said, I'm in control of this. You just do what I tell you to do. God was the administrator. He worked that thing out. And so we see here, let's read a little further here. Well, I get excited about this. This is a good lesson for me, amen. So we see the affection of both hearts here. They wept. Then said, both wept. Now this is what I think here. I think Esau wept of grief and shame, of ill will that he had caused his brother. Man, you know what? 20 years ago, I wanted to kill you. Man, my brother, he said, man, but how could I come to that point? Yes. Jacob, I loved you now. And man, please, I'm sorry. And I think on Jacob relief, Jacob wept because of joy and relief. And let's read a little further here, okay? Let's go and read a little further here because I get excited about this. Let's read a little further here as we look at the scriptures, as we look at the portion of scriptures here, how they embraced and we see how Esau ran and met him. And then they said, and lift up his eyes and saw the women and the children, said, Who are those with thee? And he said, the children which God has graciously given our servant. Then the maiden came near, okay, they bowed themselves. Leah and also the children came near and bowed themselves. And after came Joseph near and Rachel, and they bowed what? Themselves. And he said, what meanest thou? All this drove I have met. And he said, these are to find grace in the sight of my Lord. Y'all ready for this? This is a great statement. Y'all need to write this. You need to mark it. And Esau said, I have enough. You know what Esau said? You don't owe me nothing. Did you hear what I say? He said, you don't owe me nothing. You know what we do? Listen to me careful. When someone done harm to us, boy, we want to work them to death before we forgive them. Huh? Do this, that. Well, maybe I accept you. No, Esau has I have enough, man. You don't owe me nothing. But eventually, you all know the story. He eventually talked him into taking things. He said, I had enough. Now, let's go on a little further here as we look in the scriptures here. And he said that I have enough as we continue to go on. And then, as we see him make that statement, and then he said, my brother, keep thou hast with thyself, okay. And then, and Jacob said, I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand, for therefore I have seen thy face as though I have seen the face of God. And thou was pleased with me. Whew, we'll get the glory. God got the glory. Amen. Walk like I've seen the face. Here's a God. You had to do this. You had to orchestrate this. God, this was your doing. As I've seen the face of God. Now let me help you with the next few minutes. What happened in the midst of all of that? Now, when we get things right, not only we saw reconciliation, revival took place. Amen. Yes. Boy, they had a good time together, didn't they? Yes, sir. And you know, you ready for this? In revival, joy is restored. Yes. You see that? Joy is restored as though nothing ever happened. Oh, yeah. Boy, isn't that something? Just brought that joy back together. So joy is restored. Now, number two, let me give you another one here. Peace is restored. They was right with one another, wasn't it? Peace is restored. Y'all ready for this? Right thoughts and conscience restored. When you're at odds with someone, you don't say nothing good about them. You don't even, when you see them, you think bad of them, don't you? You don't think right, huh? Am I right? Only thing you think, right, oh man, that rascal, you remember what you done to me? Oh, about huh? Guess what? Now you got right thoughts. Right thoughts. Not only that, we see right thoughts restored. Let's go a little further here and then we'll be done. You ready for this? Now, right attitude. And finally, the love of God was demonstrated. Isn't that something? How could we bear fruit? How could we bear fruit? You can't bear fruit if you haven't forgiven. You see the fruit of forgiveness? What's the fruit? Need the peace. Boy, isn't that the fruit of the Spirit? Love. Joy. All of those things restored. Then I got right thoughts. I can think right things about this person. And y'all ready for this? Now we can communicate. After 20 years, boy, now we can communicate. We can talk about good things. Amen. You see that? And not only that, listen to me carefully. What do we do? Y'all ready for this? We can hate others. And y'all ready for this? We'll pass it down to our children. And they'll hate that person. Don't even know why they hate them. Now here the Bible tells us, you remember, listen to me carefully, the Bible tells us that Joseph was watching and Joseph learned how to forgive. Teach your kids how to forgive. Guess what? Don't just talk about it. Get it together. And guess what? They all watch. Uncle and Dad. Isn't that something? I'm going to share this, brother, and I'm going to close. My mom, I'll just share this now, maybe 1 year or whatever you have me back, 1 year. I like to just teach. I would teach on bitterness, forgiveness, and then the fruit. You just got part four. Well, let me share something with you about my mom, and she gave me okay to share this. Her dad never did sexual abuse her, but physically, at 9 years old, he tied up in a graveyard, cut all the hair off, all the eyebrow off, and left her in the graveyard all night at 9 years old. At 13 years old, he shot her in the back of the leg with buckshot, just about took her leg off. Are y'all ready for this? My granddaddy was my favorite brother. My mom never, ever shared that with us because she left the communications open between me and my granddad. And she told us at the right time, but it never was the point of bitterness. To hate, I would have hated my granddad. I know I would have if I would have heard that at an early age. You understand? But mom taught me. She let it alone. My granddad was my fishing buddy. Brother, we done everything together. My mom could have put a roadblock. She could have put a wall up between me and my granddaddy. But guess what? She kept the wall down. You understand that? And I'm here to tell you, please keep the wall down. Because others, if you build a wall up, those that after you're going to build a wall up as well. Keep the wall down. Learn how to forgive. My granddaddy was 75 years old, I believe, before he went home to be with the Lord. And he asked my mom, he said, "Pearl, would you please forgive me?" My mom laughed at him and said, "I did that a long time ago." My mom was the only one who took care of my granddad when he got sick based on going to the Lord. Everybody else had nothing else to do with him. She was the only one that he done hurt to, and she was the only one that took care of my granddaddy until the end. What a story. I'm telling you, please leave the walls down. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for this morning you've given us. Father, thank you so much for the fruit of forgiveness. Father, thank you so much for the story concerning Jacob and Esau, how you had both hearts in your hand and how you brought them together. Lord, what a beautiful story. How we can see how you bring us together, how you have us to humble ourselves, even as Jesus Christ came to this earth, humbled himself, Lord, even to the obedient, even to the death of the cross. Help us, Lord. There may be some here that have not forgiven because of an injury. There may be some here this morning, Lord. There's a debt, Lord, that they have not canceled. I pray this morning that you'd work in hearts in such a way that we would leave here or go into the morning service with a right thought, thinking right. Lord, peace and joy. And Father, with the right attitude. We do love you. We do thank you so much for who you are. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.